Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
It's Steve from Port Jeff.
All right, Steve, don't let me down. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure. What up, Steve? Good luck.
Okay, we have $1,500 on the line. Raven is walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. Okay. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in and ask them the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number one, Bindi Irwin gave birth and honored her late father by naming her daughter Grace Warrior Irwin Powell because her father was known as a wildlife warrior. Her father also had the nickname as the what hunter?
A crocodile hunter.
Number two, the Mighty Ducks Game Changers, a new Disney Plus series based on the 90s franchise, will reunite Coach Gordon Bombay with members of his Pee Wee hockey team. Who played Coach Gordon Bombay?
Oh, shoot. I have no idea.
Number three, Prince William has been voted as the sexiest bald man in the world. This boxer that bit Evander Holyfield's ear came in second. Who is that?
Mike Tyson.
Number four, much-loved children's author Beverly Cleary passed away this past weekend. She was 104 years old. What's the name of the young girl character that sparked a series of 8 books? She was originally portrayed as the bothersome younger sister. What was her name?
I'm screwing up. I don't know.
At number five, Beyonce had more than $1 million in property stolen from her storage units in multiple locations. What's the name of the A&E show about a cast of characters bidding on storage units?
American Pickers?
All right. Let me bring Raven back in. That wasn't good, Steve. All right. All right. Steve got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. Not so good, Steve. $1,500
is the only
idea.
I'm sorry.
Number one, Bindi Irwin gave birth and honored her late father by naming her daughter Grace Warrior Irwin Powell because her father was known as a wildlife warrior.
That's a pretty name.
Yep. Her father also had the nickname of the what hunter?
He was a crocodile hunter.
Yes. Number two, the Mighty Ducks Game Changers, a new Disney Plus series based on the 90s franchise, will reunite Coach Gordon Bombay with members of his Pee Wee hockey team.
Yeah.
Who played Coach Gordon Bombay?
All right, is that an Emilio Estevez question? Because I can do an Emilio Estevez trivia all day long.
It is correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Number three, Prince William has been voted sexiest bald man in the world.
Okay.
This boxer that bit Evander Holyfield's ear came in second. Who is that?
That's Mike Tyson, and the fight is off.
First of all, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the hottest bald man in the world. Like, what are we talking about, Prince William? Get out of here with that.
All right. Don't be so mad.
Number four, a much-loved children's author, Beverly Cleary, passed away this weekend at 104 years old.
Okay.
What's the name of the young character that sparked a series of 8 books? She was originally portrayed as a bothersome younger sister.
I don't have any idea.
It's Ramona. Gosh, I loved those Ramona books. They were my favorite growing up.
Yeah, I was never a little girl, so I don't really remember.
Okay, number five.
I'm sure they were great.
Beyonce had more than $1 million in property stolen from her storage units in multiple locations.
Heard about that.
What's the name of the A&E show about a cast of characters bidding on storage units?
Storage Wars.
Storage Wars is correct.
Woo, my daughter, Barry's back, by the way.
I love it. My daughter and I are obsessed with Storage Wars, and the new season comes out next month.
Oh, Barry is the man. Yeah. I've been there since the get-go. It's a great show.
All right, Steve. Raven beat you 4-2. That gets you an Anna on Raven t-shirt.
I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Steve. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time.
We're going to put another $100 in the jackpot, and that means tomorrow morning you'll have your chance at $1,600. Make sure you're listening at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. We'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.